U.S. spells out terms.
Sanctions relief cannot take place until North Korea has been completely denuclearized.
Severe storm batters northwestern Pennsylvania.
Many buildings are pretty much destroyed.
Press secretary's exit strategy.
It is going to be a big blow to the president.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, sponsored by Home Advisor.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. America's top diplomat is now in China, filling in the blanks after President Trump's summit with North Korea's leader. CBS's Weijia Jiang says the administration wants to see major steps from Kim Jong-un within 2 years.
With the president back at the White House, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo remains in Asia.
We're going to get complete denuclearization, only then will there be relief from the sanctions.
Briefing American allies on the outcome of the Singapore summit.
The United States, the Republic of Korea, and Japan remain committed to achieving the complete, verifiable and irreversible denuclearization of North Korea.
Pompeo's remarks differed from the joint statement between the president and Kim Jong-un, which did not include the language verifiable and irreversible, nor did it mention North Korea's human rights record.
He's still done some really bad things.
Yeah, but so have a lot of other people done some really bad things.
In an interview with Fox News, President Trump defended his new foe turned friend.
You know, he is a killer. I mean, he's clearly executing people.
He's a tough guy. Hey, when you take over a country, if you could do that at 27 years old, that's one in 10,000 that could do that.
And also expressed confidence that verification would be part of the process.
Well, there's storm damage this morning in parts of northwestern Pennsylvania. The city of Wilkes-Barre was hit hard, as Councilman John Jablowski notes.
It was a tornado, unquestionably a tornado.
CBS's Don Daler's checking out the destruction.
We have roofs that have been thrown down onto the parking lot in the street here. You see cars flipped over. A little further on, there is a U-Haul building. Right in front, a U-Haul truck has been tossed on top of another one. Township officials say the destruction stretches for about a mile.
6 minor injuries reported. Some families in southern Utah are starting over after a fast-moving fire destroyed 8 homes in Moab, a tourist town. Janet Gray can't believe the devastation.
It's pretty much all gone. It's hard. It's just we're retiring, and it's like all we have.
In southwestern Colorado, the big wildfire near Durango has burned more than 27,000 acres, and thousands of residents remain out of their homes. Fire official Todd Pakoda says it's been a tough fight.
We continue to secure portions of the line and make progress. But as we do that, those places where there is no containment, some days it's outpacing the progress that we made.
Sources tell CBS News that a government watchdog report due out later today will describe former FBI Director James Comey as insubordinate in handling the Hillary Clinton email investigation. CBS's Bill Rakoff in Washington.
Not only did Comey draw the wrath of the Trump campaign, who believed he was biased against the GOP candidate, he also drew the ire of Hillary Clinton's camp after his handling of the email server probe. And while the inspector general, Michael Horowitz, is generally seen as balanced, he'll likely face tough questioning over the report by lawmakers in a pair of congressional hearings next week.
In a tweet, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says she loves her job and she takes issue with but does not deny the report from CBS's Jackie Alemany that says Sanders and her deputy are making plans to leave the administration.
Sanders isn't leaving until the end of the year, according to our sources, which when you compare that to previous administrations, the average time served is about 2 years. And Raj Shah has also been around for a while. But we've also heard that we'll continue to see, you know, a trickling out of staffers, especially come midterms in November.
A year ago today, a gunman opened fire on a Virginia baseball field where congressional Republicans were practicing for their annual game with Democrats. Louisiana Steve Scalise was critically wounded, but he's back in uniform now.
It just focuses you more on the things that are important in life, the things you love, your family, the job that I love, and your friends that get you through it.
He gets around with crutches or a cane, but still plans to play some second base for the GOP team at tonight's game in Washington. A former Penn State fraternity member has become the first to plead guilty to charges connected with the death of a pledge last year. Philip Mazzorti is the attorney for 21-year-old Ryan Burke.
There are too few words to describe a loss so great. This young man understands that. Mr. Burke decided to step forward at his earliest opportunity to acknowledge and accept his responsibility.
Burke was accused of giving vodka to 19-year-old Timothy Piazza, who suffered fatal injuries in Falls after a night of drinking. Apple says it's closing a security loophole that allowed personal information to be pried from locked iPhones without a password. CBS News technology analyst Larry Magid says it's a move that could affect criminal investigations.
Well, law enforcement may see this ability to gain access to a phone's data as a valuable investigation tool. Apple sees it as a security vulnerability. And it's not just about law enforcement. It's about protecting these phones from anyone who might steal personal information, including, of course, criminals.
Well, the FBI is warning about a new online crime wave that makes most email scams look tame. Here's CBS's Gary Nunn.
Investigators call it business email compromise, and it can be financially devastating. One almost victim.
You think a substantial portion of your life savings is gone, and it happened that quick.
Hackers, many overseas, break into business email, hide their identity to make it appear as if they're part of an impending deal, then trick people into sending money into accounts that they control. Scott Smith of the FBI says
they're sophisticated and they're growing even more sophisticated.
Mike Malone and his wife, who were buying a Florida condo, received an email from his broker, or so he thought, but it was a scammer asking him to transfer nearly $500,000 into an account. He did, but it was caught in time.
I was thinking about having to go home that night and tell my wife that we had lost a significant amount of money and probably never going to get it back.
Malone says the scammers also jammed his internet access and diverted some of his phone messages.
Well, competing bids from Comcast and Disney are on the table now for most of 21st Century Fox. Comcast's offer came on the heels of a judge's ruling that cleared the way for AT&T's takeover of Time Warner. Disney made its offer last December. A day after the U.S., Canada, and Mexico were picked to host the 2026 World Cup, this year's event gets underway in Russia.
In a country not well known for its soccer, the anticipation is growing as Russia rolls out the red carpet to the world's greatest players with their own flair. As for the fans,
well, so far, so good.
They've come from far and wide.
People are friendly, although they do not speak English, but well, they're friendly.
The festivities will lead up to tonight's opening match between the host country and Saudi Arabia. Kevin Rincon for CBS News, Russia.
On this flag day, there's where George Washington's personal headquarters flag during the Revolutionary War is going on display. Philadelphia's Museum of the American Revolution will show it off through the end of the weekend. Visitors will get a miniature version of it. It features 13 white stars on a blue background. And that's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.